Calling the Senate Committee on Consumer Protection and Public Affairs for today, Tuesday, April 28, 2009. We have four bills on our agenda today, and to accommodate a schedule, I'm going to start by opening a work session on Senate Bill 628. And Lori, if you could just give us a reminder, please, of where we are on Senate Bill 628, please.
I would be happy to, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Senate Bill 628 has been before you several times, most recently on the 23rd of April, and you looked at that point at the Dash 6 amendments. This is Senate Bill 628. If you remember, is the foreclosure mediation bill that establishes a foreclosure mediation program. The Dash 6 amendments highlight a couple of changes. They accept from certain notice requirements the property secured by a mortgage that a government agency holds for a loan funded through a government program, and it also has a requirement that the trustee attest to mailing of a required notice. The Dash 6 amendments do not have a revenue impact they have a minimal fiscal impact. No statement issued. Those are before you at the dais.
Thank you. And committee, my intent with this is to, move this bill to the Rules Committee without recommendation. So I would like to adopt the Dash 6 amendments because the original bill, as you know, everybody understood was a conceptual bill and needed a lot of work. That work has gone into the Dash 6 amendments, but it's not ready in that form. So I would request a motion to adopt the Dash 6 amendments and then a motion to move the bill without recommendation as to passage to the Committee on Rules.
Madam Chair, I move to adopt the Dash 6 amendments to Senate Bill 628 dated 4/20/09.
Senator Rosenbaum moves to adopt the Dash 6 amendments to Senate Bill 628 dated 4/20/09. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? If not, the amendments are adopted.
Madam Chair, I move that the committee recommend that Senate Bill 628, as amended, be referred to the Committee on Rules without recommendation as to passage.
Senator Rosenbaum moves that the committee recommend that Senate Bill 628, as amended, be referred to the Committee on Rules without recommendation as to passage. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, the clerk will call the roll.
Senator Burdick?
Aye.
No.
Senator Rosenbaum?
Aye.
Vice Chair George?
Aye.
Chair Bonamici?
Aye. Okay. Senate Bill 628, as amended, will be referred to the Committee on Rules without recommendation as to passage. And I will close the work session on Senate Bill 628 and open a work session on Senate Bill 515. Lori, can you please give us an update on 515?
Yes, I would be happy to, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Senate Bill 515 has been before you again several times, most recently the 23rd of April. You have adopted two sets of amendments. The Dash 1 amendments were adopted on April 16th, and the Dash 8 amendments were adopted on April 23rd. The Dash 8 amendments, if you remember, the most recent adoption that you've made dealt with some of the changes that were requested in connection to the motorhome lemon law and would be added to the bill that deals with the motor vehicle lemon law. You have before you fiscal and impact statements on all those amendments. There's no revenue impact. There's a minimal fiscal impact. No statement issued.
Thank you very much. So I will entertain a motion on Senate Bill 515, please.
Do we need to adopt any amendments?
No,
we adopted the Dash 1.
So just as amended.
Okay. We've already.
And we want to go to the floor.
Yes.
Okay. Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 515 as adopted to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator George moves Senate Bill 515 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? No discussion? Ann, will you please call the roll?
Senator
Burdick? Aye.
Senator Gerard?
Aye.
Senator Rosenbaum?
Aye.
Vice Chair George?
Aye.
Chair Bonamici? Aye. Senate Bill 515, as amended, goes to the floor with a due pass recommendation, and the chair will carry the bill. I will close the work session on Senate Bill 515. We're going to skip over 963 for the moment because we're waiting for some paperwork, and I'm going to open the work session on Senate Bill 973.
Lori, can you please give us an update on Senate Bill 973? The papers are flying here.
Okay. Trying to figure out. Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Senate Bill 973 was also before you on the 23rd of April. Senate Bill 973, I'll just briefly summarize. It revises the life settlement insurance regulations. It prohibits the stranger-originated life insurance practices or plan. It defines many of the parameters for persons acting in the context of life settlement insurance regulations. It requires some certain disclosures to life settlement purchasers and additional requirements for applicants. It prohibits life settlement contracts for 5 years after issuance of policy unless certain exceptions apply. It grants the Director of Consumer Business Services certain rulemaking authority. It prohibits a person convicted of a felony involving dishonesty or breach of trust from engaging in or knowingly or intentionally being permitted to engage in the business of life settlements. It does make the violation of life settlement contracts act an unlawful trade practice. You have a -1 amendment hot off the presses that simply makes a technical revision. It, on page 5 of the printed bill, there was a Scrivener error, line 43. You are to delete, or the amendment would delete 7D and insert 8D. There are fiscal and revenue statements before you. There is no revenue impact, and there is no expenditure impact. That's true on the original bill and the -1 amendment.
Thank you, Lori. Yes, thanks to the eagle eye of Roger Beyer, this typo was discerned this morning, and unbelievably, we got an amendment and revised fiscals. It's miraculous on this day that this was able to happen, but because of the simplicity of the change, we thought it would be better to get the change done here rather than send it along with an error, as slight as the error was, being a typo. So I will entertain a motion to adopt the -1 amendment.
Madam Chair, I move to adopt the -1 amendments to Senate Bill 973, dated 4/28/09.
Senator Rosenbaum moves to adopt the -1 amendments to Senate Bill 973. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Hearing none, the -1 amendment is adopted.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 973 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Rosenbaum moves Senate Bill 973 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion?
Madam Chair.
Senator George.
This bill's come up fairly quickly, and I was come to the belief that I think that this area needs regulation. I just think that there was enough question in my mind that I want to make sure as this thing moves that there's recognition. I don't think this bill's done yet as far as negotiation, so I'll be voting no with the understanding that I think the bill clearly deals with a public policy issue that needs to be discussed. So I'll be voting no.
Thank you, Senator George. Any further discussion? Senator Girard.
Thank you, Chair. I have similar concerns, but I'll be voting yes. After reading through it, I think that it does need to be regulated, but I do think it needs to be vetted in the House more thoroughly than what it has been on this side.
Thank you, Senator. Any further discussion? Okay, Ann, will you please call the roll?
Senator Burdick?
Aye.
Senator Girard?
Yep.
Senator Rosenbaum?
Aye.
Vice Chair George?
No.
Senator Bonamici?
Aye. Senate Bill 973, as amended, moves to the floor with a due pass recommendation. And Senator Burdick, would you like to join me in carrying this bill on the floor?
I'd be honored, Madam Chair.
Senator Burdick and the Chair will
I'd like to inform the Chair that I'll have about 300 questions concerning this bill.
I'm looking forward to that.
Senator Burdick's carrying
now. Oh, well, thank you for the warning. Thank you. So I close the work session on Senate Bill 973, and we will stand at ease while we check on the whereabouts of the fiscal for the remaining bill.
Thanks.
State on Senate Bill 963.
Yes, I'd be happy to. Senate Bill 963 was also before you on the 23rd of April. It revises certain provisions governing homeowners associations and condominium associations. It adds a variety of provisions dealing with board of directors in planned community associations for homeowners and those condominium associations. There's a dash 5 amendment before you that, if the committee remembers, there were dash 2s and dash 3s. There was some overlap and some concern by proponents about the language there. The dash 5s incorporates all of those amendments. It revises those provisions relating to the board of directors, makes some technical revisions, revises supplemental declaration provisions, and the plat amendment provisions. Those are all together in the dash 5s. Currently, they're dated April 27th, 09. You have a no revenue impact statement before you, but not at this point in time, fiscal impact statement, and that is being checked as we speak.
On the dash 5s?
On the dash 5s, yeah.
But we had a fiscal impact statement on the dash.
You did have yes. The committee there, Madam Chair, members of the committee, there was a fiscal statement issued on the separate amendments. We have all of those, as well as the original bill. Those are all no expenditure impact and no revenue impact. So we have those all here if you'd like those.
On each separate amendment,
on each
which
separate,
are incorporated
yeah.
into the dash 5.
Yes, exactly.
Does anybody
Thank you, Madam
feel
Chair.
The need to look at those? They're all...
You want a motion to move the amendments first?
Yes, the dash 5 amendments.
Madam Chair, I move to adopt the dash 5 amendments dated April 27th.
Senator George moves to adopt the dash 5 amendments dated April 27th, 2009. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? The amendments are adopted.
Madam Chair, I move the rules be suspended for the purpose of voting on Senate Bill 963 as amended without the fiscal impact statement being available for review. We don't need to say revenue because we have revenue, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So the fiscal impact statement being available for review.
Senator George moves that the rules be suspended for the purpose of voting on Senate Bill 963 without the fiscal impact statement being available for review. Motion is undebatable. That was of the opinion that the rules, I was going to ask for a comment, but you don't get that opportunity. Those of the opinion that the rules be suspended for the purpose of voting on Senate Bill 963 without the fiscal impact statement being available for review will say aye. Those opposed, no. Anne, could you please call the roll?
Senator Burdick?
Aye.
Oh, this hurts. Aye.
Senator Rosenbaum?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion carries and the rules have been suspended.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Before we vote, I need to declare a potential conflict of interest on this bill. I'm a condominium owner.
Thank you. Your potential conflict of interest is noted. Always err on the side of caution.
That's true.
So no, everybody can...
Madam Chair, I move 963 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator George moves Senate Bill 963 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Seeing none. Anne, will you please call the roll?
Senator Burdick?
Aye.
Senator Girard?
No.
Senator Rosenbaum?
Aye.
Vice Chair George?
Aye.
Chair Bonamici?
Aye. Senate Bill 963, as amended, moves to the floor with a due pass recommendation. And Senator George, would you please carry Senate Bill 963?
Yes, I will.
Thank you very much. So I'll close the work session on Senate Bill 963, and we are adjourned.
Wow.
Just 15 minutes.
That was very good.
Very
nice. The shortest committee meeting we've had on session.
So we're going to come up next. We're taking.